Hello, everyone. A very good afternoon to all the listeners, and welcome back to CGSF 90.1 FM. This is your host, Pranjali, for the open mic slot, and I hope everybody's doing okay and enjoying the sunlight. It's not warm enough yet, but the sun is shining, so I guess that's a good part. But you're listening to the Campus Community Radio for Simon Fraser University, which broadcasts for the unceded and ancestral territories of the Kwakutlum, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. And for today, I will be perhaps talking a bit about history of women in computing, and I am doing this because this month of March, it is the International Women's Month of History, History Month. Sorry for butchering the name. But so I wanted to talk about the forgotten parts of the history wherein women contributed a lot to the creation of computers and data systems that we understand today. And I learned about this in one of my classes in communications that I took last semester. So I'm going to try my best to remember the details. But the point here is today to tell a story and tell some important parts of the history that are often forgotten, sometimes intentionally, but sometimes, yeah, just made deliberately too, and sometimes unintentionally because of like erasures of like erasures of tracks and all those records in wars and like over the time. So yeah, but the history of computing that I want to talk about is mostly around the time during, before, and after the World War II, and that is the specifically the time where there was like a lot of investment into computing technologies, making communication more robust, so that even if like an enemy missile strikes, there is still like communication between the people, between the government and its different sectors. So there was like a lot of investment, even monetarily, and also like via propaganda and via like the mainstream coverage. There was a lot of talks around having computers and having machines do the calculations and predict things. So yeah, but I wanted to talk about women in computing because we generally associate technology and this like innovation and computers and all these things with men and like the Silicon Valley, so like the white collared people, but like there has been evidently a greater contribution of women and women of color in particular. And yeah, I'll be talking about that. And there'll be lots of music because why not? And it's also like we are going towards a final season, so you know, we could like study and listen to some music, and I can talk about some interesting facts too. So the first song that I chose is called Live in the Sea, and it's track number 4 on the album called Black Ends, and it's a trio band. So let's tune into the music. We'll be right back. So that was three back-to-back songs from the album called Between the Kitchen and the Living Room. And the album is by an Australian artist who's called Alex Leahy. And she particularly writes music on like alternate indie rock. And yeah, so you were listening to track number 2, 3, and 4. So I can just like list out if you guys want to listen, because yeah, why not? So the first one that you heard was called Every Day is the Weekend. Then it was The Unspoken History, which I thought was pretty relevant to this theme that I was gonna cover. And the fourth one was I Haven't Been Taking Care of Myself, the hallway version. And I just don't know, like sometimes you hear music and you're like, oh my god, this relates, or like this really hits hard to me, or like it really hits close. I don't know what am I saying, but yeah, it's like really relevant, and you feel that, yeah, it's just like it shouldn't have been playing at this moment. And so yeah, I just thought perhaps not to talk more today and just like keep my conversation very, very short and have this slot mostly dedicated just to music, because yeah, it was really good, I must say. And yeah, so I'm gonna play another music from Dream Reporter, and I think I've like played her song too many times now, but I think it's a good segue into the kind of conversation that we're gonna have. So yeah, let's listen to Long Distance, which is track number 1 on the album called Where Do We Go From Here. And yeah, Long Distance coming up.
Long distance is hard, baby, hard enough without it in our hearts. Oh, 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 it doesn't feel like home, baby, I'm never home when we're still far apart. Ooh, 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 what's on your mind lately? Let me be the one to thank you.
be the one to put you at ease. Maybe, maybe, 'cause long distance is hard.
We meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, and the blue skies chase the gray skies far away. So won't you please say hello to the folks that I know, tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
So you were listening to two songs back to back. One was called Long Distance by Dream Reporter in the album Where Do We Go From Here? And the one that you were just listening to is called We'll Meet